Awesome. Hello and welcome to this month's episode of the Distance Learning Roundtable. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, proud to be the communications director for this fine organization, the U.S. Distance Learning Association. Today we are thrilled to do a Q&A with USDLA Platinum sponsor, John Chen. He is the founder of Engaging Virtual Meetings and the producer of our 2024 National Conference in St. Louis, which we just held in June. So let's jump in. John, tell us about your organization and the need it is filling in the distance learning marketplace.
Well, thank you. Yes, my organization is Engaging Virtual Meetings. I'm the author of a book called Engaging Virtual Meetings. And what we do is we really look to design, produce, speak at, and MC at virtual, hybrid, and in-person meetings. And so that's what I think my contribution is to the United States Distance Learning Association, is that I was surprised. I'm going to share a hope that I wasn't sure, like, what do I have to share with the United States Distance Learning Association that's been around for decades? And I was pleased that I really want to give a shout out to Rick and John Coleman, who I got a chance to work with, who are on the board of USDLA. And they really came back and they said, it was so great to bring something new, right? I brought some energy, some music. It's like a combination of things that I do that look to make virtual and distance learning more engaging. And the general feedback we got from the conference was it was exactly that. So I'm very proud of that. And that's what I'd love to contribute to the field, Hope.
Fantastic. Yes, we were all blown away by how professional and fun and funny you are. Side note, the board actually went up and did karaoke toward the end of the conference. Thank you for hosting that. So what led you to this amazing career that you have?
Do you mind if I share a story then?
Please.
In this case here, how did I get here? Is that I had an illustrious career in team building, Hope, is that I used to do GPS-based team building. Have you ever heard of an activity called geocaching?
Yes, but tell us more.
Yeah, it's a high-tech scavenger hunt that uses GPS or global positioning satellite systems to find things around the world. And it's turned into the sport. There's over 4 million hidden containers. And I'm one of the first to take it and turn it into a team building event. So I teach team and leadership events by creating custom courses. I used to do about 160 a year in beautiful places like Barcelona, Taiwan, Shanghai, Marseille, France. Then, of course, you know, this thing happened, which is the coronavirus happened. And that's put the screeching halt to that business. And this is what my March of 2020 looked like. But Hope, when faced with uncertainty, one of my strategies is to look in the past. So let's talk about distance learning. Do you remember this thing? Do you remember Prodigy?
A million years ago.
You know, what I love to say is that this was the first graphical meeting space online at a time when modems used to make noise. You know, I think everyone in USDLA just like had either like a, had a, you know, recollection fit right there, because that's a noise that we used to hear every day. Anyways, I've been meeting online for 38 years. I wrote this book called 50 Digital Team Building Games. Then I don't make vaccines, but I know how to make virtual meetings better. And so I put a class up on Eventbrite, and over 5,000 people took it, Hope. Wow. And that's really what changed my career that year. My publisher asked me to write a book. And in the cruelest joke, I feel like for my publisher, they said, hey, John, we don't know how long this coronavirus thing is going to last. Will you rush the book? Turns out I could have had 4.5 years, right? There's a new wave coming around. But I wrote the book in 9 weeks, Hope.
Wow.
60,000 words. It came out October 2020, hit the number one Amazon hot new release. And so this led me to my career now. And so that's kind of like my last 4 years in 3 minutes.
Wow. Well, I am a huge fan of that author from the, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love out there in the corner. Very cool. So you're talking a little bit about, yeah, I love her so much, Liz Gilbert. So how, talk a little bit more about some of these wins that your company has had.
Well, you know what? Let's go back to this one, since you know, this is Elizabeth Gilbert, author of Eat, Pray, Love. She sold 16 million books, and she, of course, had Julia Roberts play her in the movie, which I like just as well, although the book was better. And here's kind of a win. So Liz finally got to be the keynote speaker for this conference because she was on pandemic. Normally she's in India every February. She actually is doing these things in the book. That's true to her. And she couldn't go. So she finally said yes to keynote this conference. So I was her producer. And one of the key things in the rehearsal is that we check this. You know, she has, look, she has great background. She has great side lighting. She has, you know, art in the background. She has great positioning. But the one key when the rehearsal is that she sounded like she was in her bathroom. You know what I mean, right? USDLA, yeah. Like you use the default laptop microphone and you sound like you're in a bathroom. Doesn't matter where you're at. So I asked her and I said, do you have like a pro USB microphone around? She goes, oh, hold on a second. So she got up out of this window, chomp, 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 comes back in and she goes, like this? And that's a pro USB mic. That's a really good mic. And we're like, oh my gosh, you know. So she plugs it in and she goes, okay, go ahead and now Liz, say something. And she goes, how's this? And you know, her voice quality radically changed from that. And it was so amazing. And it was that transformed her keynote. And here's the win for it, is that her keynote now became so good that she was able to, I still feel she's one of the top keynotes in all of the pandemic. She did it with no technical. She never shared her screen, never ran a poll, right? And how did we know is that somebody 38 minutes into her keynote said, I feel like I'm having a one-on-one with Elizabeth Gilbert in an Italian cafe. Send.
Nice.
And that's a win, is taking, you know, as a producer, my job is to make people like this, your speakers, look great on stage and have it be engaging for the audience. And the simple change of the microphone was one of the things that like became a huge win, making her one of the top keynotes.
Amazing. And you did that for us, right? So Don Mann was one of our speakers, wonderful man. He was a former Navy SEAL, has written a bunch of motivational books, and he did a great job. And it was a lot due to your guidance. And Dr. Robbie Melton, she did an amazing job. And, you know, you play with the whole team. And that's, to me, also the gift of John Chen, just coming to a conference and taking it to the next level. It's for all of us, the team, and especially the audience. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to share. I got a recently, Don agreed to do an interview with me. And he was so, his experience is so vast. By the way, and he said that you brought him in, by the way, Hope. So thank you for doing that. And he really shared some stories that he didn't get a chance to share at your conference because, you know, he only has so much time. And I just went, and he also shared at the end, he goes, I speak at hundreds, you know, conferences. And he goes, I really appreciate what you did for USDLA. And so I just want to make sure that you you heard that too, that Don was really impressed with everything that USDLA did for him as a speaker.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and it was a pleasure to bring him so that everyone could get exposed to some of those amazing stories of his courage and bravery and just how he broke his jaw as he was falling out of a plane and he put it back in place because he's a medic and then he came back on a mission. Like, wow, who does that? So, yeah, shout out to Don Mann. So tell us now a little bit about your challenges.
You know, the challenge is really around having people want more. And so what I mean by like that is like virtual meetings now have gotten to the stage of kind of like driving, which is like if you can get in a car and turn the key and move the wheel around and push some pedals and get somewhere, you're kind of like satisfied. But virtual meetings are capable of so much more. All right. They can be funny. They can be energetic. They can be deep. They can be emotional. They can be, you know, all of those things. And it's just different enough from doing it in person that you have to learn some new things to do to make it that way. And so that's the challenge because, I mean, one challenge is people says, oh, I'll just do it myself, which is okay, which is great. But, you know, I don't know about you, Hope, but I'm still seeing lots and lots of mistakes and errors and challenges and ways that people could do things even better in their virtual and their hybrid meetings. And so that's one of the challenges, educating people that there's more and that you could have more. And for maybe not too much, if you invest some, you could get more. You know, one great example that I have hope is that I work with the Georgia Healthcare Association. And why I love to share this example is that they have created so much virtual value in their hybrid. It's in-person and it's hybrid, that they charge the same amount for the in-person and the virtual ticket. And that's kind of rare in the business. And so I'm just saying it's possible. And I think that's the challenge, is to let people know, how do we educate them that it's possible and that there's more.
And you did an amazing workshop for us where you talked about all of that. You really did a deep dive that trained the audience into how they can improve this. And a lot of this is in your fantastic book. So everyone needs to go check out Engaging Virtual Meetings and your website, which is engagingvirtualmeetings.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I do want to share, you know, my debrief of that. I taught a portion on like six ways to make hybrid better. But what was most important, with the time available that I had, we took four audience members, two that were virtual and two that were in person, right? It took about 10 or 15 minutes for them to work together. And together, the four of them presented a hybrid educational program. And, you know, number one, who does that? And number two is, you know, I asked somebody who was on stage and I said, how engaged are you? And she goes, oh, my God, incredibly. Because, you know, she's having to perform and deliver and teach in front of not only an in-person audience and a virtual audience. And I think that's what's important, is you can't do this without doing this. You really have to, like, get the experience of it. And even now, even some of the top Hall of Fame speakers that are around are unsure about what to do in hybrid learning. Right, they know what to do on stage, but in hybrid learning, there's just enough different things in there that, you know, the best practices are still being developed as you and I talk.
Yeah, and it's amazing. This is U.S. Distance Learning Association, right? And so we did have an in-person conference. I want to make that clear, as I was fuzzy about that in the beginning. But we had a virtual conference, and this field is just developing constantly, like you said. This association was born in 1987, and here we are in 2024, and look how far we've come. You know, I remember Zoom was at our conference like 3 years before the pandemic, and they were like, they had a booth and they gave out t-shirts, and now, right, they so don't need to do that. So it's just, you never know what's coming around the corner, right? A pandemic, or hopefully something, you know, better.
Right.
Right. We don't know. So speaking of the future, what is the future of your company?
You know, the future in the company is I'm working on training other people. You know, somebody asked me that. I had an exercise from another consultant this week, and they said, write a headline about your company, your future company. And it was something like an entrepreneur engages everywhere. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that it would be so great to have either my producers or people that I've trained or taught, right, running virtual, hybrid, or in-person meetings that are engaging, that people are happy to be at, that they're getting value from, right, that they're fully engaged in the conference instead of spacing out on their phone. And that's what I see in the future. So I have already about a dozen certified trained virtual producers. I'm just about to start training hybrid producers. And, you know, I bet there's a design inside of here, because I'm back to producing, you know, in-person meetings too. And it's now trying to say, what are those techniques that I have that I can teach other people? So that's what the future will be.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And getting more John Chens out there, although, you know, the original is always the original. But that would be great. You know, we need to learn from the masters. Speaking of the masters, tell us what USDLA means to you and what it brings to your party.
Yeah, what does USDLA mean to me? You know, again, I'm going to go back to that. You've been around 1987, and you're an organization that was here long before the pandemic ever showed up. And I actually used to do a version of it. Even in my college, I went to UC Santa Barbara, Hope. And one of the challenges that I had was I had a professor who had a heavy Hispanic accent and moved so fast in the content that what we decided to do was take the distance learning, the videotape of his lecture, cut class, and four of us would watch it together. And it actually took us twice as long, because what we did was we would hit pause and try and figure out what he was trying to say and not hit play until we figured it out. And so that's what distance learning means to me, is that people can learn the way that they want to, that you can have access to lots of education now that you probably couldn't have before. And then the last part is, like every association, it's around the relationships, right? Again, Rick Seeley, John Copeland, Valerie, you, Pat, the whole team all chipped in. You know, of course, on the conference, everybody wants the conference to be successful. But Rick, John Copeland, and myself, too, because we were on the audio and the technical side, the three of us really worked well together. And that's amazing, because we had about a day, basically, to set up stuff together and to get to know each other. And, we're still talking. And I think that's the key part of USDLA, is the relationships you make. And John Copeland is considering supporting some of my work, because he's got incredible video technology. And that's the value of all organizations, especially USDLA, of saying, who are all these people? Can we get together, find the people you really, connect with, and make cool stuff, especially cool new stuff, innovations that are for the industry?
Yeah, that's amazing. The three of you are just like a team that we were in awe of. You, most of all, it looked like you were having so much fun, which, that's contagious. And then it just goes throughout the entire conference. And John Copeland is at Wolf Vision, which is an amazing organization. So give a shout out to that group. And we look forward to having you back again next year. It's been amazing to get to know you and to bring your magic to our conferences and to USDLA in general. So thank you, John, for being the star of this month's episode of the Distance Learning Roundtable. You are amazing. We wish you only the best. You want to take us out with some music? As I say, thank you to our audience. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, Communications Director of the U.S. Distance Learning Association. Please join us online at usdla.org.
And before we hit the cutout, I just want to give a shout out to President Valerie Olenek, who brought me into this organization. It is about those connections here at the United States Distance Learning Association. We'll see you on the next episode.
That's right. Thank you.